be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonged to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said, he replied, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and the nets were tearing. They signaled to the partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of the fish they had made seized him, and all those with him, and likewise James and John, son of Zebedee, who were partner of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When he brought the boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. Gospel of the Lord. It's very surprising. The fishermen, they were invited to follow Jesus. "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." For instance, before Peter, I think for some instance, he could not believe that go to the deep, there could be much fish. According to experience, I think he's a fisherman. Jesus is a carpenter. But say, "Okay, let's follow you." And that's why he came back and knew Jesus and said, "I'm a sinful man." Perhaps his sinfulness because his disbelief in the beginning. Might be some doubt. Anyway, Jesus doesn't look at our sinful things. Important is say, "Oh yes. So come and follow me." So important also, you have to follow him first. Come. If you don't come, he cannot call you. He call you, of course. But you have to go ahead. Walk with him by his side. That's the same way we are calling to follow Jesus in his religious life. We called, but still have to walk. Of course, at times he might carry you. But most of the time you have to walk on yourself. He is with you, but you have to walk. Walk with strength, hardship, not always easy. To follow Jesus, not always easy. Because he said, "Come and follow me and carry your cross every day." If you like to follow Jesus, then you have to say yes to the will of God. At times, could be a hazardous experience. But anyway, all things happen in our life is for the benefit of our soul. Or it's benediction for each one of us. If we say yes to the will of God.